I'm joined by Tammy McCoy, the executive director of both the Art Center of Burlington and the Burlington Capitol Theater. And we move into or looking at events coming up in November. And it is a busy month at both places. And Tammy McCoy is joining me. Tammy, good morning to you today.
Good morning.
This is, as I said, it's a busy week. And we'll talk about some, you got some entertainment events happening at the Capitol this weekend. But actually, Friday is your first, you've got an emerging artist exhibition with a reception going on Friday, right? 5 to 8 p.m.
Yes, we have our regular gallery lounge on the 1st, along with the reception for our emerging artist exhibition, which is only a short exhibition, the 1st through the 9th.
All right. And also, it's No School Art Camp going on Friday as well, right?
We have so much going on Friday.
Yes, I know.
Yes, there's no school on Friday, so we do have our art camp. It's from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m., or you can just do a half day. It's just really what works best for your schedule. But if you do come the whole day, you have to bring a sack lunch. We have a movie in the afternoon, art projects in the morning. It's grades K through 5 and different themes for each camp.
All right. And you've got some live music, of course, to go along with your gallery lounge, right?
Of course we do. We have Tim Smith here, the 1st, and, of course, also our Art Hop, ages 3+, where it's $10 a child, and it's story, snack, and art. So parents have a chance to come to the gallery lounge or go out to dinner or both, whatever they'd like to do while their kids are having some fun time here at the Art Center.
There you go. And you've got events happening on the 5th. Well, it's 5th happens to be Election Day, but it's also volunteer opportunities at the Art Center, right?
Yes. The first Tuesday of every month at 5:30 p.m., we meet at the Art Center. If you are interested in being a volunteer for the Art Center, it is a fun group. You can just hear about what upcoming events we're having, opportunities for helping out and being involved. So if you want to meet new people and you love art and you want to be a part of helping our thriving art community here in Burlington, we'd love to have you.
And the 5th and the 12th, Making a Clay Angel with Lillian Rubin, right?
Yeah, Lillian is going to guide you through creating, making, and decorating your angel out of clay. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And then we also have other things coming up as well, like our members' artist critique on November 6th from 6 to 7. If you are a member of the Art Center and you are, doesn't matter what level of art you are at, and you want to have an artist critique session with other artists, we're going to start that in August, and it'll be the started in August, and it's the first Wednesday of every month from 6 to 7.
And I know I don't know whether it was a month or two ago, but you had a beginning art drawing class. Well, now you've got an intermediate drawing class coming up on the 6th and the 20th, right?
Yes, with Heidi Merrick. It'll be from 5:30 to 7:30, and this is for people who want to further advance their drawing skills, and we'll be drawing more challenging still lives, animals, human figures. So a little bit of drawing experience is recommended for this class.
And the 7th and 21st, the 7th, you've got a couple of things going on, right?
Yes, we do. We have preschool art school in the morning from 10 to 11 in the morning, and it's called Thankful Thursdays. It's ages 2 to 5. We're going to paint, glue, cut, get messy. We do need a parent or guardian to stay with their little Picasso, and they can get creative together. And then at 1:30, from 1:30 to 3:30 that same day on the 7th, or you can also come on the 14th from 6:30 to 8:30, is the fused glass snowflakes with Pat Laddie. You create 3 to 4 lovely snowflakes out of glass. It's perfect for your Christmas tree. They are very beautiful, and they kind of capture the Christmas lights and just sparkle. So it's a fun class as well.
And you got Harvest Diorama with Carla Munt on Saturday the 9th, right?
Yes, from 1:30 to 3:30 with Carla. It's grades 1 through 6, and they're going to make a little miniature scarecrow, pumpkins, fall colors. It'll be a fun little project for the kids to do together with Carla.
Lots and lots. At the 12th, you've got a members-only Dabblers Do-It-Yourself. What is that about?
That is, if you are a member and you want to just try all kinds of different art forms, we have every month it's something different, and you just dabble, is kind of like the name implies, in several different areas, and just see maybe if something sparks your interest and maybe you want to try more of it. But the day before, on the 11th, from 4:30 to 5:30, you can make holiday ornament clay a holiday ornaments with Jesse Tucci, which is grades 3 through 6. And the kids are going to roll out a slab of clay, cut it out into holiday or winter themed shapes, and then they will have a hole in it, and so they can hang it on their tree.
Oh wow, a lot of clay is going to be taking place. Anyway, you got the 15th, of course, another all member. You've got your all member art show reception, gallery lounge, and also the art hop, right?
Yes, on the 15th is our regular gallery lounge, but it's also going to be our all member show reception. So the all members show begins on November 14th and goes through the 31st of December. And it's for anyone who is a member of the Arts Center and wants to display up to 2 pieces of their original artwork. This show is for them. And our reception is the 15th, with live music with Richard Webb. We will have free hors d'oeuvres, and our cash bar will be open. And it's also the art hop is that night, so the kids can come and do their story snack and art project for $10 a child that night.
All right. And the 16th, now we're going to be doing more with this because Jane Suter is going to be our guest a little later on this in the next week or two, talking about the beloved Burlington. It's her new book, and you're having a reception 2 to 4 on the 16th, right?
Right. She will be at Burlington by the Book first, and then after she's done with her book signing, she has invited all the past business owners over to the Art Center Gallery and their families and anyone in the community. This is open to anyone from 2 to 4. So it will feature all the businesses you knew and loved, and it might strike a little nostalgic chord with those baby boomers and older who grew up in Burlington. Then we also have, she's going to kind of as a thank you to all who contributed to the quality of life in our city is what this book is all about. And she just wants to have this free reception, like I said, open to the public and anyone who would like to join us. And we do have a few artists that have taken on the project of painting original piece of some of those old businesses, and those will be up for display and for sale.
And it's a beautiful book, by the way. I've got it on my desk, and I've been looking it over. A lot of history there, history of Burlington,
yes.
Indeed. And you've got the Miracle on Jefferson Street is back again, right?
Yeah, we're looking ahead out of November, but we're talking about it because it's the first Saturday in December and the second Saturday in December, the 7th and the 14th. It will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., but the reason we're talking about it now is if you're an Art Center member, you can start registering beginning at 10 a.m. on Thursday, November 7th. And if you're not a member, the public can start registering for Miracle on Jefferson Street Thursday, November 14th at 10 a.m. And you can just call the Art Center to register.
All right. And I know the Capitol Theater's got a few things going on, including this coming weekend. It's you've got entertainment both Friday and Saturday, right?
We do. So, yeah, you can stop at the Art Center first and have a glass of wine, then head on over to the Capitol Theater on Friday the 1st with Joseph Hall, who is going to do our Elvis tribute show. It should be a lot of fun. And then the next night, on November 2nd, we have the Best of the 70s featuring Rockstead and The Reunion. So this ought to be a really fun one as well.
And a few other things happening in November at the Capitol as well, right?
Yes, we have a Dumbo movie coming on November 2nd and 3rd. We have on the 6th, we have A Night with Janis Joplin. It's the Broadway musical film. On the 8th, we have comedian Bob Zaney joining us. And then on the 16th, we have Bloom. This is Aaron and Jade Lotzow with their single release show. So that should be very exciting when they come. And then on November 21st, we have the Murray World Travelogue Series.
All right. Well, it is definitely a busy month, both at the Art Center and at the Capitol Theater. And artcenterofburlington.com or burlingtoncapitoltheater.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Tammy McCoy, have a great month of November and a great holiday, the kickoff of the holiday season.
Okay. I thank you. You too.